Greetings, Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration for the 24th. Morning, we're going to continue. We're going to look at some more of the attributes of Christ or of his character. And we've been talking this week about the scriptures and how they point to Christ and how God's ultimate desire is for us to become like Christ. And even the name Christian basically comes from the idea or the thought of little Christ. And so sometimes we get all caught up in the words of Jesus or the apostles, or whatever we were, and we, whatever it might be, and we try to analyze the words and the writings, and we, you know, what they could mean this, and what do they mean by this, and all of those things, and we forget that Jesus actually taught as much by example as he did by speaking. As the saying goes, more is caught than taught, and so Jesus' life basically clarified the message that he gave. And, you know, we have some examples of that. And even the apostles' lives clarified what they believed that Jesus had taught. So we can learn a lot just by, you know, observing that. But like I said, sometimes we get all caught up in the details of the words. For example, in the Last Supper, Jesus mentioned something to the disciples. Well, first of all, earlier he had sent them out. He had said they shouldn't take any, no sword, no scrip, no this and that. But then in the Last Supper, he said something that asked if anybody has a sword, and they said they have, maybe it was one or two, I think it was, and Jesus said that's enough. And so sometimes there's people that get the idea that through that Jesus is now saying that it's okay to take up the sword, and they use that for an excuse to for Christians to have involvement in the military and things like that. But when we look at their actions, we look at the apostles' lives, we see that they would have had many opportunities where they according to the world's ideas, should have used a sword to defend themselves. They were mobbed, they were stoned, they were beaten, they were all those things, but they never, have any example of them lifting up the sword in defense of themselves in any of those situations. So what I'm saying by that is that we need to look at the example that they left as much as the words that they spoke, because the way they lived and how they lived out their lives basically clarifies what they understood as far as Jesus' words. So, same thing is true with Christ. You know, we have the example. The Schleitheim Confession of Faith makes it about as clear as anything. Talking about taking up of the sword again. Thirdly, it would be if we ask concerning the sword. This is a direct quote out of the Schleitheim Confession of Faith. Thirdly, it would be asked concerning the sword: shall one be a magistrate if one should be chosen as such? The answer is as follows: they wished to make Christ king, but he fled and did not view it as the arrangement of the Father. Thus shall we do as he did and follow him, and so shall we not walk in darkness. For he himself says, he who wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Also, he himself forbids the employment of the force of the sword, saying, the worldly princes lord it over them, etc., but not so shall it be with you. And then he quotes the verse there, whom God did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, making it very clear that, you know, again, that it's by example. We have a clear example there of Jesus when they wanted to make him a king, and how he ran away from them and would not have it. So again, that's what I mean by more is caught than taught, or that we should look at the life of Christ and the apostles to clarify what they taught, some of the words that they wrote. Now, we probably should not conclude a study on the character of Christ without talking about love, and so for that we'll go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is known as the love chapter, and talks all the way through that about what the King James Version says, charity, which is a love that gives. And so there's charity, verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind, charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Again, all of these things are parts of charity, which Jesus Christ is the perfection of love. And so if these were all parts of his character, and should also be the parts of the Christian's character. Long suffering, suffereth long, is kind, no envy, charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. There, just in that one verse, you know, it just, all Christians would perfectly keep that one verse, a lot of trouble would be avoided. Long suffering, no envy, no pride, not puffed up. Verse 5, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoices, verse 6, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. And so, that is the character of Christ. Jesus, like I said, is the perfection of love, and that's who he is. He is love. The Bible says that God is love. And we can also look at 1 John chapter 4. Maybe you start in verse 17. Let's start verse 16. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And so here we have, says that there is no fear in love, but love casts out fear. And we see again an example of that in Jesus. You know, it was love that motivated him to take upon himself our sins and go to the cross. And it was that love that took away that fear of the cross. And we could also go to Romans chapter 12 is a good chapter, which just gives a rundown of good character traits that should be a part of every Christian. Romans chapter 12, and maybe let's start at verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality, all things that are parts of the character of Christ that God is wanting in us. And it says, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Again, Jesus was the example of that, praying for those that were that hung him on the cross. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Another good example, Jesus, talks about he was a man of sorrows, but he was also, when Lazarus died and they were mourning, says that Jesus wept. He wept with those that weep. He also rejoiced. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Condescend to men of low estate. Again, Philippians 2 gives us an idea of how Jesus lived that out. And he was the perfection of that. He did more than we ever could possibly do. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. In verse 19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Again, just, all character traits of Jesus Christ himself and things that God is wanting to work in us, wanting us to live. So may we just keep our eyes on Jesus, our example, and that we might be changed into his image and be a living epistle, that the gospel might go forth wherever we go. God bless you, and thank you for your attention this week, and wish you the grace of God and his peace in your life as you become more and more like him.